All right, folks, welcome back. Let's talk about data centers. What are they for? Who's building them? Why do we have to pay for them? These are questions nobody's even tried to answer. They haven't made the argument. They haven't explained why. If they cost us nothing and were being gifted to us, and the billionaires are paying out of their own pocket to benefit our communities, I still would say reject it with all you've got. I still would be resolutely against these monstrosities, these giant digital panopticon prison walls being built everywhere. It's the only reason they could possibly be useful, to build out the digital prison to handle all of the data necessary for surveilling and manipulating you at the cellular level for all of time. That's it. That's the only excuse. But not only are these things being imposed upon us against our will, we're having to pay for it. It would be bad enough if it was all beneficial to us, if it was all just investment of other people's money into our community. It's our money being used by other people to build a monstrosity that we don't want in our communities to be used to enslave and surveil us and probably make a ton of money that will go directly to the people who aren't paying for it, but do have the government connections to force you to pay for it, and in some cases, take your house to pay for it. Let's go to clip number one here. The government is preparing to seize homes and land using eminent domain to build these data centers. Let's watch.
Hey, you guys, my name's Ansley. I live in Coweta County, Georgia. I wanted to come out here and show you guys firsthand what is happening to our county. So as you can see behind me, we have these power lines. Georgia Power is going to expand these lines to support power to the data center. What they're doing to homeowners is they're taking their homes. This is my childhood home behind me. It is being taken by force by Georgia Power. Homeowners in this county do not have a choice. It is called eminent domain, and they will take it.
So that's Ansley Garden. Hey, your house is unfortunately where they want a giant digital panopticon to go. So, you know, it's not like the government's there to protect your rights. The government's there to serve the ruthless multinational industrialists, obviously. Let's go to clip three here. They want to turn this 1,800-acre farmstead into a total project footprint. 1,800 acres total project footprint of gorgeous untouched land will, I believe, be replaced with solar panels. I think solar panels are going up here. Let's go to clip number three. They want to turn this into 750 acres of solar panels. Oh, man, there are going to be so many solar panels there. They're going to poison that land forever. Nothing will grow on it after that. But hey, at least they'll get, you know, the same amount of power you get from a, you know, backyard generator and a can of gasoline. But hey, why not destroy 750 pristine farmland acres to put down your dumbass, ugly, poisonous solar panels that don't even work. Let's go to clip number four here. This is the state of upstate New York right now. Let's watch.
What have I
We're losing our country, it says. Oh, there are the solar panels.
My sweetest friend.
Oh, thank goodness we have all of these solar panels.
Everyone I know.
You know, if we didn't take over all this massive arable land to put solar panels, we'd have to get the energy elsewhere, like burning, you know, half a ton of coal. But no, we'd rather sacrifice everything we have for the unbelievably retarded scheme of climate change, which is the only reason solar panels are even popular at this point, but are being completely ignored as they rush to build these indescribably huge data centers. Let's go to clip 11 here. It's from Marissa Hansen. This is what it sounds like living next to a data center. Let's watch. Home sweet home. I mean, it was your home before they eminent domained it and sold it to BlackRock so they could build the Israeli panopticon here. Palantir coming online soon. And they'll
Do you think